other ways to deal with the body as it gets sick, as it ages, and when it dies, is to see the process of what's happening as a reason for generating renunciation. Okay, and this is quite important because, first of all, renunciation doesn't mean renouncing happiness, it means renouncing dukkha. Okay, that's very important because most people think, oh, renunciation, you can't be happy. That's rubbish, you're renouncing dukkha. Okay, but renunciation is so important for everything we do on the path, because without a wish to be free from samsara, we might do all sorts of things, but it doesn't become a cause of liberation. At the best, it could become a cause for a good rebirth if we have that aspiration. But liberation, full enlightenment, unless we have, you know, that wish to be free, that's not even part of our motivation. Okay? So it's really important to think about this and have a very intense determination to be free of cyclic existence. We kind of, you hear me talk about this a lot, how we want to have one foot in both worlds, how we want to tweak our samsara to make it better, and at the same time, you know, attain liberation and enlightenment. But that, you know, you can't do both at the same time. You can't be, I don't know, on the ceiling, you can't be, it doesn't work, you know, they're contradictory. You can't tweak your samsara thinking, still having in your mind the idea that samsara is going to bring you ultimate happiness. And at the same time, say, samsara stinks and I want liberation. Those two minds don't go together at the same place at the same time. Okay? And so, but that's what we want. Okay? Because we're not really convinced we want to be out of samsara. Because it's kind of nice. I mean, there's a lot of nice things and it's fun. We all have our own things we like, don't we? You know, you want a relationship. You want to go exciting places. You want to have a fascinating job. You want to eat special food you've never eaten before. You want to have a fantastic sex life. You want everybody to love you. You want to be at the top of your profession and really contribute something to the world so that you go down in all the annals. Annals? Annals. Annals. Annals of history, the annals of history. It winds up in the same place, doesn't it? You know? And what are we going to get out of it? I mean, that's the point. What are we going to get out of it? Okay, so it's really important, you know, to have that as something very, very strong in our mind for our Dharma practice to be going anywhere. Okay? If we don't have this, practicing Dharma can still be beneficial because it can help us with our daily life problems and not to get so angry, not to have so much attachment and things like that. So it'll definitely help us with our daily life problems, even if we don't have the aspiration for liberation. Okay? But if you want it to do, if you want the Dharma to do more than just, you know, save you money on going to a therapist, then, with all due respect to therapists, you know, if you want it to be more than that, then this idea of being free of cyclic existence is so much, so very, very important to have as a really strong intention in our mind, because that's what pushes us forward. So whenever the body's sick, okay, instead of just going, say, well, I'm in samsara, and samsara means these five aggregates, especially this one here that's so sick. So if I want to be free of samsara, I want to be free of these five aggregates. then I'm not going to have this kind of tainted body that's going to get sick and old and die. Okay? So it's not like I want to generate renunciation, but I still want to hang on to my body. Yeah, because we get into that one too. It's like, I want to give up this body? No, impossible. Who am I going to be if I give up this body? How am I ever going to have any pleasure if I give up this body? Okay, can you see how that fear is so rooted in ignorance? And in the ignorance that doesn't understand what samsara is? You know, and the ignorance that doesn't understand, you know, the ignorance that doesn't understand what ignorance is, you know, that doesn't understand what it means to grasp at an inherently existent self. Because this body is so much involved with our self-grasping, isn't it? So much, you know? So if you want to hang on to this body and at the same time realize emptiness in order to be free from the five aggregates, you're again in that contradictory place where, you know, the two things can't go together at the same time. Yeah. But then when we think about, you know, giving up the tainted aggregates, it's like all we know, and the mind just freaks out. Well, who am I going to be if I don't have these, if I'm not these? Yeah? Okay? And so that's why we need to do a lot of purification and create a lot of merit in order to meditate on emptiness. Because if we have that kind of grasping at the aggregate so intensely, how are we going to realize their emptiness? How are we going to realize that there's no self that is any or all of those aggregates? Okay? So, do you see how all these different things really come together? Yeah? How we have to kind of approach it from many different angles and really understand what we're trying to do and confront the you know, all the misconceptions in our mind that hang on to wrong views, that we're not even realizing our wrong views. We're so convinced that's the way things are. Okay? So when you, in your meditation, some of you may sometimes be having some glimpse of like how stuck your mind is and exactly how many wrong views you hold on to. When you have that glimpse, see it as progress. Okay? Instead of going, my mind's so ignorant, say, finally, I'm seeing the ignorance. I haven't counteracted it yet, but at least I'm seeing it. Thank goodness. Because before, I couldn't even tell I was ignorant. I thought all my wrong views were reality. Okay? So when you start to, you know, peel away some of the stuff about what you've been clinging on to so far, you know, really feel very happy and feel like it's the blessings of the three jewels. Because it is, you know, that you're able to see this now. Even if you aren't able to counteract it, just being able to see it.